Real news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vigils held across Texas in the wake of catastrophic weekend flooding in Texas Hill Country. Pastor Alex Lara is from Elevate Church in San Antonio.
On the way over here, I was contemplating, what should I say? And immediately what came to my mind and heart were the words of the mighty Martin Luther King. He said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can drive out darkness.
The death toll, at least 104 people, at least 20 still missing. Hamas says 18 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes overnight. Israel says 5 IDF soldiers were killed in an attack in northern Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House telling President Trump he's nominating Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. The president says the U.S. will be sending more weapons to Ukraine days after ordering a pause in deliveries. U.S. officials say the Defense Department is worried about its own supplies. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WGBW News, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale. A federal judge has temporarily blocked a move to cut Medicaid funding from Planned Parenthood. The 2-week restraining order issued by a U.S. district judge directs the Department of Health and Human Services to keep that funding in place for now. Planned Parenthood filed the lawsuit after President Trump signed a new federal tax and spending bill last Friday. While that law doesn't name Planned Parenthood directly, the group says a provision in the bill would stop Medicaid reimbursements to any health provider that offers abortions. Here's Michelle Velasquez, Chief Strategy Officer at Planned Parenthood Wisconsin.
The congressional bill that would defund Planned Parenthood would make Planned Parenthood essentially a prohibited entity, meaning it could not seek reimbursement from Medicaid for services like contraception care, gender-affirming care, STI treatment, testing, cancer screening.
Velasquez spoke at a press conference last Wednesday, just hours after the Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down the state's 1849 abortion ban. For decades, federal funding for abortions themselves have been blocked under the Hyde Amendment. But Planned Parenthood says under the new law, any of its services would be blocked from Medicaid reimbursement. Services like STI testing and treatment, or contraception, which together composed about 75% of its services to about 2 million patients last year. The organization says just 4% of its services were abortion-related. In Wisconsin, 54% of Planned Parenthood's revenue came from Medicaid, according to its 2022-2023 annual report, which also says it serves roughly 50,000 patients in Wisconsin each year. Nearly half live at or below the poverty line. Planned Parenthood operates 21 clinics across Wisconsin. 3 of them provide abortion services. For WGBW News, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale.
The Brewers and the Dodgers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's game 2 of the Brewers and Dodgers in Milwaukee. Last night, Andrew Vaughn, picked up in that trade with the White Sox for Aaron Savalier, arrived in Milwaukee past midnight after being called up Sunday. Vaughn at the plate, bottom of the first with 2 on, FanDuel, Wisconsin.
And what a spot for Andrew Vaughn right away. And Vaughn sends it way.
The Brewers went on to win 9-1 over the Dodgers. Vaughn, only the 5th player in franchise history to hit a home run in his first at-bat as a Brewer.
That was pretty cool just to, you know, be a part of something bigger myself, being a part of the Brewers. And he definitely blacked out running around the bases. It was special.
Basketball, the Bucks have restructured Andre Jackson Jr.'s contract to push back his payday for guaranteed money, but adds to the total amount he'll receive as a point guard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the upper 70s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, nice day, a high again around 80. Showers and storms return to the area by Friday. Currently 57 degrees.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress. For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we're still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Tom Kircher from Wisconsin Watch will be here to take a look at Wisconsin headlines, including back at the state budget, and a what's worse for you, being sore or being sick. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Tuesday for ya! To ya! Looks a little bit nasty out there, doesn't it?
Think
like
so?
It's got that, what's it
threatening?
Called? Well, the Battleship Gray kind of skies.
Yeah.
That's got that working.
That'd be threatening. Yes.
58 in Green Bay, 64 in Appleton, 64 in Oshkosh. Mostly cloudy with showers and storms. High in the upper 70s today.
Yeah. I know.
I'm not going to be that old guy who just biatches and... But this has been a crappy... Since May, hasn't it?
It's the inconsistency of it all.
I mean, there hasn't been like a two-week stretch. This weather's just been unbelievable.
Right. Don't have to worry about tomorrow.
This is awesome.
Yeah. No.
Or it's been either really, really dry or kind of wet.
Like crazy.
Nothing in between.
No. Or even like Saturday or 4th of July. What was that? Friday? Saturday. Friday. It was like so hot.
Yeah.
Then the next day it was like 53. It's like, wow.
Well, then did the Wednesday night. I don't know what it is tomorrow night, but... Remember the guy at the
farmer's market?
Said what, seven?
Five out of seven. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot.
What do you do? And again, I've never gone camping in my life, like in a tent. Mm-hmm. What do you do if you're at a campground and it's just like pouring rain all day? What do you do?
Me? Pack up the tent, kids.
Let's go.
In the car.
Let's go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Is there still a Chuck E. Cheese? Or is that an old guy's thing?
No, there.
I think they're still around.
I think they're still around.
That was when you're back in the day.
Not cheap.
When you take your kids to Chuck E. Cheese for like a birthday, you just sit back, let them do their thing.
That's true.
People would take care of them.
Yeah. That is just like a babysitting.
I thought that one bear was kind of creepy, though.
Well, you can go
online.
They
open up that curtain.
Yeah.
You can go online and you can find like empty, like graveyard areas of all these old mechanical.
Really?
Things. Oh, yeah. They're out there. Like the Bob's Big Boys and stuff like that. There's areas that just have all that stuff and some of that.
Memory lane for us.
Yeah.
There's, I told you over at that shipyard thing where we're going to have our little train car businesses, our restaurants.
Yeah.
And I was, that sign park that they have up in Anago. I don't know if you showed me
a picture.
Oh,
That's really cool.
So Clark Gas Station.
Love it.
And just all these signs, and they're around.
You want me to tell you one that I want in my place and you failed miserably at getting for me?
Just wait. The one on Main Street? Yeah, you want that.
It's cracked, but I could fix it. I could glue it. I put a piece of plexiglass behind it.
Yeah.
It's the Packer City Motel sign.
That's what it was.
I want that.
I
bet literally I could go over there I need something big to otherwise it'd crack. I was gonna say I could go over there with a hacksaw and I could cut that thing down. I bet nobody would notice. Nobody would be like, hey, that's private property.
Or miss it.
Or miss it.
Yeah, and be like, okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, but that sign park is really cool. Because
I love that stuff.
With like coffee or beer, whatever, and just look around. Remember that? Sunoco. All those signs.
One that I would love, because I grew up at a Sinclair gas station.
Sinclair.
Oh, yeah.
When do you see Sinclair anymore?
There's a little gas station in Oshkosh. the old-fashioned kind that actually has two of the dinosaurs out front and the old gas pumps there and stuff.
Really?
Right on, I think, on Oregon, right down from Pete's Garage Bar.
I know where you mean. I've driven past that. I know exactly where
on
you mean.
The left-hand side.
And I've thought about that. Well, that's really cool.
Yeah.
But that Zephyr and just what was your brother's brand? What did he?
Sinclair.
Oh, he had Sinclair. Okay.
Yeah.
But that would be a cool park because you want to do something right there. There's quite a bit of land over there. Yeah. They're trying to carve it out into different. You don't want to just have a bench and nothing wrong with all that, but they want to do something different and that's kind of low maintenance. I mean, the signs, as long as they're kept up, it's just cool to just sit on those benches and look around. Remember that?
There have been times where I've been tempted to like take signs off of places that are abandoned, but then you'll see no trespassing.
Yeah.
It's like, is that really a law or a suggestion?
Well,
depends on what it is. If it's a speed limit to gym, that's just a suggestion.
That is true. That's a suggestion and not a good one.
Because I love old signs.
Yeah, Red Owl.
I used to have some old Pepsi ones that were really cool.
Those are cool. Right? Yeah.
I don't know. I sold them all. I don't know why I sold them all.
A lot of people.
I know.
Or just tossed them.
You know, when I show people something, it's like, I'll give you $200. It's like hard to turn that down sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
But I regret everything I've sold in that way.
We were talking last night. I had some friends over.
By the way, greatest breakfast. Those hot dogs you just brought in.
Even
I ate that brought cold.
Heat it up. Okay.
Oh, no.
Did you put sour cream on?
I'm sitting here right now wanting one of those cold.
Oh my gosh. But those hot dogs you get from Costco are the best tasting hot dogs I've ever tasted.
Yeah.
They're like 10 inches.
Yeah, they are. I put
nothing on them.
You got to melt that cheese. That cheese is really, really good.
I didn't know there was cheese.
That cheese, I made that. That's got
I'm going to have that
melted
next.
Cheese. There's some mustard in there. That is really, really good
cheese.
Hot
dogs or brats for breakfast is so underrated. Because, you know, people say, oh, well, I'm having sausage with my eggs. But it's like, I'm going to have a hot dog. So, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Hot dogs are good. It's a good breakfast, but it's healthy.
People like it. They're just not around to tell us about it. Yeah.
Got some, Terry says, supposed to be nice tomorrow. Glam ban at the sardine can. That's always huge, man. It is.
I huge. Looked that up.
Vicky says, good morning, gents. Hi, Vicky. Michael says, hi, gents. Beautiful day from downtown Madison.
He's got some pretty good digs down there. Yeah, he's telling me about that.
Michael's so much cooler than us.
I know.
Texas from Bob says, signs Wally Spots Supper Club.
Oh, that would be
Vic
great.
Theater, Bay Theater. Caps. Was it Caps? Cops.
Maybe Cops.
That was the ice cream place, wasn't it?
Yeah, chocolate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that sign park, it doesn't look junky either.
No.
Remember when I showed you that?
Yeah.
It was just all
Looks
around
great.
The perimeter. And then if you
it's
could
a
do
slice
it on,
of Americana.
And then you could look at that or look at the water. Like, wouldn't that be like a cool place just to like, I don't know, hang out?
That reminds me of a Charles Carroll story. He did.
I used to meet her there.
It was all about stuff like that. Now I'm heading to my picturesque cabin in Montana.
I was doing a ghost podcast yesterday, and we were talking about Charles Carroll, and I said, hey, did you ever hear the story of? I said, I don't know if this is true, but one of my partners always tells me. Hey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's so true.
Yeah. We had a good laugh on that.
Listening to the tinkling springs flowing over the rocks. Well, Martha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he had one of those broadcaster eshes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, that was almost like that era. You almost had to have that. You know what I mean? That was part of
even Rush Limbaugh had that a little bit.
Yeah, that was kind of the allure of those guys.
There's another guy that did that with the bow tie. That
Charles Osgood.
Charles Osgood.
Yeah. Yeah, he was good, too.
I like the guy. He's a little off kilter, but the guy that does that Sunday morning show that I've started watching.
He's a little quirky,
Rocha? Because he wears a bow tie.
Bow tie, right. Yeah. He's,
Charles Rocha? Something like that.
Yeah.
He's a little off.
You need to listen to that Bob Costas interview.
I'd like to.
Because
Mo Rocha. He's not the, normally it's Jane Pauley is normally the host.
Yeah. That's what's wrong. Because when I turned it on the first time, her picture was up.
Yeah.
I thought, is that Jane Pauley?
Yes.
And then he was on, so I didn't know if she was a host or a guest or something.
She's an anchor.
Okay.
She's a host.
But he does fill in.
Yeah.
Boy, when I started in this business, and I was, the station I worked at was so small, it was, I still got a business card, okay? CAMVT TV, CBS, ABC, NBC.
Wow.
Was all listed on there because it was the only station in the market. Oh. So it was great. They could cherry pick whatever shows they want.
Wow.
Every night. The best shows on ABC and whoever, they would cherry pick them all.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the big thing going, we ran the NBC, was that Good Morning Today? Or it was the Today Show?
Today Show.
And it was Jane Pauley.
And then Brian Gumbold?
Well, he came later, I think.
Tom
Brokaw was on it, that's right.
Tom Brokaw. And the coolest thing was then we got the live satellite feed all the time.
Yeah.
So when they were kind of like with here, when, you know, I said, I'm not going to sit here during breaks anymore because I'm always sitting back like this.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. We would get the live feed when they were during breaks. And I remember one time Tom Brokaw put his feet up on the thing and people were going, Tom, you might want to put your feet down. You got a big hole in your shoe. He goes, what? But that was so cool to see those people as like normal people.
Right.
And the other one who we had, where it was like we always wanted to see the, you know, the satellite feed. Yeah. Was the guy that used to, Tom Snyder.
Oh, my God. Tomorrow Show?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that Saturday Night Live did a great job.
Dan Aykroyd, right?
Yeah. Oh, God, that was funny. The guy was just a, Bob Costas spoke highly of Brian Gumbel. And I thought Brian Gumbel was not the most, like, I thought he was difficult, right? Isn't the word on him?
I've never met him. That's what I've heard.
Yeah. His brother was awesome.
Yeah.
His brother just died recently, right?
Yeah. I never met Brian Gumbel.
But he was just talking about how sports, and you know this better than anybody, but just the change, HBO Sports, how just everything has just changed so much. And, of course, I told you yesterday about, you know, he does not like gambling at all. It's really taken away from the sport. And anyway, it's an interesting interview from a guy that, you know, he still looks like he's 35, yeah, 40, but he, you know, 40 years. And he said he went back to call games. They called him back.
Yeah.
He said, I didn't do a very good job of that. He was very just tough because that wasn't me. I didn't really enjoy it. He says, I had my better days were behind me when it comes to that. He goes, I just want to be an emeritus status and help any way I can, but I don't want to be the front guy anymore.
I will say this. He never shied away from anything. I remember he did the big interview with, who's the pro wrestling guy? Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the steroids and all the things going on and the guy's dying really young. And
he
went after him.
Put that Penn State guy away too, didn't he, at that interview?
Yeah.
He went at him pretty much on national TV. He's like, Jerry, what?
Sandusky.
Yeah, what did you just say?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're right. He didn't shy away from
I helped him out one time, Bob. He called me at home.
What?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, tell the story.
Yeah, okay. When Charles Martin slammed Jim McMahon, mm-hmm, remember that? 85, 86?
Yeah.
And got suspended and everything, and he was trying to get an interview with Charles McMahon, okay? And I was with NBC, I was with Fox 11, or yeah, whatever, NBC, whatever,
yep,
we were then.
Yep.
And so he called me. And said, is there any chance, you know, we could get this, blah, blah, blah. And Charles Martin and I, okay, this is a true story. I don't make up this stuff, okay? The night before, I was with Charles McMahon at Sebastian's. And Charles Martin was slammed Jim McMahon. And he was doing shots one after another. He had like 14 shots lined up. And in his big hands, they're like thimbles. And it was a crazy night, yada, 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 yada. Next day, the whole thing happens. He gets suspended. I go to his apartment. I got the only interview that Charles Martin did.
Really? Well,
Bob McGinn from the Milwaukee Journal even called me, asked if he could use excerpts from it. Okay, sat in Charles Martin's living room, told me about how his mom was a bootlegger. He was an alcoholic by the time he was like 14, and the whole thing, yada, yada. I set it up. Bob Costas had the only national interview with Charles Martin because of me.
Because of you.
Because of me.
How did I not hear the story already? Right. I've known you many years?
Right. And we've talked.
You know what I got out of it? An NBC Sports cap. Those high caps. He sent me a cap.
Oh, man.
Not even a note? Like,
might
hey,
have leveraged.
Yeah, it was. I'll try to find it. John, thanks so much for helping. And he sent me an NBC Sports cap.
You didn't call back saying, hey, Bob, you know, the Olympics are coming up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Wow. No. I always thought I could hold it sometime for as a thing, but I never, you know, in the back pocket, but I never did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try and pull that out now.
I know, right?
He seems like he would have
taking care of you. He seems like a nice guy. I don't know. I've never met him either, so, but, yeah.
Nobody's taking care of me, Jim. I'm an orphan. I'm an orphan.
Come
in the business.
How about those hot dogs you got this morning?
Oh, man.
I'm trying.
Another
I'm trying.
We're going to set a quick break. Man of the Mayor, great lineup for you. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I never saw that movie.
Really?
Footloose.
I saw that.
Wow.
I know, right? Never saw that movie.
It's a Broadway play, too.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the Broadway play?
Mm-hmm. A couple times. Yeah.
Kevin Bacon?
No.
Oh. But,
yeah.
There's a lot of 80 movies I never saw.
So why is that?
Like, I never saw... Well, great. Because some of them I'd have to give my man card because I was too old. Like, Pretty in Pink? Never saw that.
Nobody saw that.
I saw that.
You saw that. I didn't like the Brat Pack type movies.
Oh, I didn't like all of them. I thought Breakfast Club was my life, where they're all in detention on a Saturday.
I told you my story about the principal, right?
Well, what's the story?
All right. Or not the principal. The guy that, what would it be?
The janitor?
No.
No?
The monitor?
The monitor, yeah.
For the day?
Oh, he was the vice principal or something
right,
like that.
Paul Gleason.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was in Tucson and get sent to do a live shot at the, what was it? The, I don't remember, Tucson Toros, minor league baseball team. And, you know, people around, a guy comes up to me and goes, hey, what channel are you with? And I told him, you know, whatever. He goes, hey, I was watching last night. Boy, it's a cute anchor you got there. I'm like, oh, okay. Creepy guy wearing a Hawaiian shirt and just kind of whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
He goes, hey, like to talk to her. I'm like, yeah, okay, creepy guy. Go sleep on your park bench and whatever, whatever. Then he goes, hey, does Carl Kinberg work for you? I go, yeah, he's one of my producers. Hey, tell him I said hello. I'm an old friend. I'm like, okay. He goes, hey, my name's Paul. Okay. go back. Hey, Carl, one of your loser friends sleeping in the park wanted to say hello, and he's trying to hook up with Kathy. Or he's, oh, yeah, Paul Gleason. Yeah, he's in town shooting a movie. I go, what? He goes, oh, yeah, he's a big-time actor. You didn't know that? I'm like, no, I didn't know that. So he was in town shooting a movie. So the next time I saw him, I sucked up to him like you can't believe. And you know where it got me?
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Kind of like what you did for Costas. Nothing.
Same
nothing.
Thing. Nowhere. Nothing. Yeah.
See, maybe that's.
I know.
Should leverage that a little bit more.
I know.
So.
You know, I was thinking, we were talking about Costas. Remember he had that show on after Letterman called Later?
Yes.
And it was just two chairs, yes. Him and another person, and it wasn't necessarily always sports.
No. Uh-uh.
He was actually just a really
he was great.
Good interviewer.
He's the best interviewer there's ever been. I really and truly do.
Yeah. He's a good interviewer.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could drag it out a little bit, though.
Yeah.
Remember when he did that...
Well, he sometimes wants everybody to know exactly how smart he is in asking his question.
Sure.
But remember when, I don't know, was it LeBron James was going from one team to another?
Yeah.
And he dragged that announcement out like for 2 hours in an interview. Do you remember that? There was a pre-show to that. And I was, like,
was that him?
Wasn't it Costas?
I don't think it was Costas.
Oh, God. It went on forever ever.
That was the dumbest thing of all time.
Wasn't it?
Even ESPN.
I think
which has a certain reason, arrogance about itself, like we're the king of sports.
Well, that's what
they even kind of came back and said. Yeah, maybe we kind of overdid this. Yeah, that's actually considered one of the biggest like what's Fupas? The term Fupa in sports broadcasting history. Like they built this up so big.
Maybe it was 3 hours. It was forever. Just and it's like, come on.
Yeah, it wasn't him though. I don't think. Because I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my services or talents to the South Beach. Okay, boom.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
What did you do?
The whole thing.
Anyway, but I do agree he was a
great interviewer, though.
But also, that wouldn't be Bob Costas. That would be the network saying, you need to make this
drag this out.
Right.
Yeah. Nope.
But he seemed, though, later in life, again, I just listened to one interview, he seemed like he was, not defiant isn't the right word, but he kind of said, look, I'm not going to do that. You know, he kind of got
a little bit more confident.
He can't. Maybe at that time he couldn't.
But I think to a certain point where it's like,
later on, he's like, I'm not going to do this. But he did, I don't know how many Olympics he did. And can you imagine, I don't know if he was a diva or not, but probably got the room he wanted and the food he wanted. You know what I mean? Like he probably had pretty decent travel arrangements.
Remember the Olympics where he had pink eye, but they still made him
work? Yes!
He talks about that in the interview. He talks about that.
They basically made him work. He has pink eye looking like Hack.
He said that.
I remember that.
Yeah. And he just seemed like later on in life, I don't know, what it was, 35 years or toward the last five or so, but that's when he said, look, I'm not reading that. You know?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
You know what's funny, though? You think back, even on the old Olympics at those times, there were certain people that were, they would use the Olympics to really billboard and marquee younger talent.
Yep.
And so many of them just disappeared then. You know what I mean? It's like they're right on the precipice of making it huge.
Yeah.
And then you never hear of them again. It's like, what? Like, remember Bill McAfee?
Sure.
I used to do stuff for Bill McAfee, and then he just, boom, disappeared.
Hmm.
Yeah. Got this. My favorite Costas interview was the Bob Knight interview after the incident with Neil Reed. He said something that was so politically and sexually, or whatever you want to,
incorrect. Oh, Bob Knight did.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Can I say it, Todd?
No.
I don't know.
No, it's too early.
Okay. Basically, he said, well, it's kind of like if a sexual assault is inevitable, enjoy it.
That's what he said.
And it's like, yeah. And it's like that. Yeah. That was horrific.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
You wonder sometimes how, it's like, what are you thinking? Yeah.
You know, I don't know. This is what we should do. Bob Costas owns John Mino a favor.
No, he does.
And he loves this emeritus status. He says that. He goes, that's what I'm going to do from now on. I want to be viewed from an emeritus status. I'm not calling any games. I'm not doing any, he didn't say grunt work, because I'm just not going to do anything except, maybe we should call him as just someone, give us a reflection and a perspective on sports, have him come on our show.
I had him on my radio show one time.
Was he nice or was he?
He was great.
Okay.
I asked him a question that he absolutely
put that on John's list. I'm doing all this other
stuff.
I
asked him a question that he absolutely loved because we're both big baseball card guys.
Oh yeah.
I said
he loves baseball.
1965, you put your nickel down, you get a pack of baseball cards. what would be the worst five cards you could possibly get? Like that. And he loved that. Yeah. He was bringing out names. Yeah. He loved that.
And that guy knows his big
time. Todd, you get him on Monday?
Yeah, we'll get it done.
Was he an athlete?
No, he's really little.
Is he? Okay.
He's like 5 foot five.
Oh.
Yeah.
But he was, anyway, it was a great interview. Yeah, all right, so great. That's a new goal.
All right. We'll get started. Quick break. Back after this. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Coming off a big 4th of July weekend, the U.S. ethanol industry doing pretty well. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. In fact, it's one segment that kind of continues to grow. That's the word from John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. He says, thank goodness the U.S. ethanol industry is as vibrant as it is. It helps offset some of those cost losses we've seen.
We're really close to where the USDA target is on the ethanol grind, maybe a little bit heavier than the USDA is targeting. So we'll see if there's any demand adjustments on that old crop side as we get close to the end of the marketing year on August 30th. But right now, it's been a very good source of demand. We've seen those ethanol producers continue to kind of bid up a little bit, trying to find some, you know, keep supplies going and get themselves covered here going forward. And that's been one of the bright spots on the old crop side has been that demand between either exports or the ethanol side.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. The Renewable Fuels Association is reporting ethanol production in the United States is growing, with actual production climbing and capacity utilization at about 90%. Markets are next.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a young person in agriculture, I wondered how I could make a difference in my community. But then I found Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Young Farmer and Agriculturist program. It's more than a group. It's a chance to connect with others, grow as a leader, and advocate for agriculture. Together, we're shaping the future of farming in Wisconsin. Be a part of something big. Join us today.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
In overnight electronic trade this morning, our September corn is down a penny, currently at 4.02. December new crop down 2 at 4.18. August beans are down 2 at 10.29. November new crop unchanged at 10.21. The wheat for September down a nickel right now at 5.43 a bushel. Yesterday, barrel cheese dropped a penny to 1.71. 40-pound block cheese was unchanged, while AA butter gained a penny and a half to 2.62 a pound. The August Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 4 at 18.18. September's unchanged right now at 18.77 a hundredweight. So, just a quick snapshot on what's happening as far as the markets on a Tuesday morning after a great crop progress report that was issued yesterday. I'm PM Yankee.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the upper 70s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, nice day, a high again around 80. Showers and storms return to the area by Friday. Right now it's 58.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Maggie Dawn.
Lindsay Owens joins me at 5 o'clock to talk about the impacts of the big brutal bill on your pocketbook, as well as Donald Trump's renewed trade war. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Want to see the action live? Watch Mino and the Mayor streaming weekday mornings on Facebook Live. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WISS or WGBW. Jump in, leave a comment, and be a part of the conversation. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Good morning. Coming your way Tuesday, 58 in Green Bay, 64 in Hampton, 64 in Oshkosh. Mostly cloudy with showers and storms, high in the upper 70s. Today is video game day, something I have never done. I've never played a video game.
No, you're
not even like in a tavern or something?
Or any of that?
Nothing?
I've never played a video
you've
game.
You've never dropped a quarter in and played Pac-Man or
you're Pac-Man.
No, Asteroids. You know what? I had my granddaughters at the right place a month or so ago when they were in town.
Yeah.
And there's a Pac-Man and I couldn't show her how to play it.
Oh man.
Isn't that bizarre?
That was a great I can't believe that.
I've never played a video game.
Wow.
Yeah.
They were talking about was that in the Costas? No, it couldn't have been the Costas interview. There was another interview there talking about how kids, not so much in the United States, but some in the United States, but really in some other countries, are just so addicted to video games, like an addiction, like I'm talking serious addiction, you know, cocaine type stuff, and that they have no social skills at all, and it's just these, it's really sad how addictive video games have gotten. It's just crazy. And then there's, yes, you can play. You can be in Taiwan and play some guy in Germany.
Absolutely,
I mean, it's just crazy the way that's networked. But that it's all day. Like I'm talking 8-9 hours a day.
Yeah.
Of video games.
What, did you see the
all,
money some of those people make?
Yeah, but it's just what do you do with that?
What's Todd? What's Fortnite?
I don't know, okay. But I do know it's a thing.
I've heard that's the most addicting thing. When people get into that, it's like unbelievable. Like they'll play all night long.
So
like I know these friends were. They had to put a lock on like the door of where the things were so that their kid wouldn't be up all night long playing that.
So there's a
my parents did the same thing on the liquor cabinet.
Yeah, right. Well those were the games we played.
You know, my dad had such terrible tasting stuff though, I never had that thing. You know what his go to shot was? Every day he'd come in and have two Pabst Blue Ribbons and two shots. You know what the shots were? Old Crow.
Ooh.
That is the worst tasting thing.
Gasoline.
You ever taste it? Old Crow?
No.
It's horrific.
It's still around?
I don't think so. Is it, Todd?
I don't know.
No. I had an Old Crow decanter one time. That was really cool.
Well, it's funny because we were talking about the
signs?
But no, the bicentennial.
Oh, yeah.
Those canters that they made for the 200th.
Yeah.
And it's going to be cool. And I wish I would have saved some of those. I remember I had to talk to you about that. But just those are just cool things to have.
No
right?
question.
And No, I don't remember Old Crow.
It's made by Jim Beam now.
Oh.
Is it still being made?
Yes.
I've never seen that in a bar. I've never like sat in a bar and looked up at their bottom shelf and seen Old Crow.
It's not on the top shelf.
It's not. You don't have to look up. It's on the bottom shelf.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. Today is also Cow Appreciation Day. I appreciate cows.
Shout out to Kewaunee County. Right?
Okay.
Well,
why?
They have more cows than people.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
I find that interesting.
I did not.
I don't know why.
I did not know
probably that. Probably because of living in the hood.
Okay.
I just think that's, like, really interesting.
Huh. Okay.
So, I don't know.
Are you sure about that?
I just looked it up.
No?
Kewaunee County has roughly 4.74 cows for every person. So, right, nice
shut
job.
Up.
That's a lot.
I wouldn't have thought Kewaunee County would be, I would think more southwestern sort of like.
There are some down that way too, but yep, Kewaunee County.
But I think Kewaunee County leaned into that one year because I remember it was when I was in office and I'm like, I don't know that I would use that. You know, like, yeah. You know, as a bragging thing, you know, I would rather say, I don't know.
I would think like Chilton, New Holstein, those areas are big farm areas with those big farms.
But you think 4-1.
Wow.
Almost 5-1.
Almost 5-1. Yeah, 4-8. Yeah.
Wow. But
would that attract you?
It might for me. Yeah, I would rather come across a cow than a human.
That is,
yeah, I can tell
that
you.
Is, yeah. That is true.
Although, anyway. What did somebody tell us one day? How many people get killed by cows every year?
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
They're a lot nastier than people
dangerous,
realize.
Dangerous county
they
to
act
live
like
in.
They're all cool. We're nice. Oh, boom, look out.
So, okay, just
turn your back on them.
4-1.
I still say if I didn't have an artificial hip, I would race one.
Yeah.
For money.
They can... You wouldn't even come close. Not even close.
With my real hips?
Not with your real hips. Not at your best. At your peak, which is what, you know, at 17, 18, 19, 20, whenever you were at your peak, you could never outrun a cow.
Mm. You didn't know
that
at my peak.
I did not. You're right. I didn't.
Just saying. So. All right.
You sure ain't there now. Okay, anyway, so cow. No, cow appreciation. It is. When I read that, I thought, okay, I'm going to mention Kiwanis County.
All right.
But I think they tried or they thought about using that as a
catch type thing,
you know, home of the Green Bay Packers or longest this, oldest this.
Yeah.
And
never caught on, huh?
I don't know if the mayor put the smack down on it or the county exec or if they just. Or if it didn't, maybe it didn't catch on, and I don't know what that would do for you. I guess that would get, you know, the 4-H clubs and stuff to be like, wow, that's awesome. And if you're like Todd, that would rather talk to a cow than a human, that might attract people. But anyway,
all right.
So that's that.
Ham shall come from pigs. So hamburgers are from, no, they come from cows. He's got to do another one of those George Washington things, man.
I hope so.
Nate Bargatze, maybe he's really, awesome.
Maybe he'll do that with the 250.
Did he do that at the concert?
No, he didn't. Like I said, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what? Okay, I got
to
talk.
Careful going to stuff with expectations.
Bill Burr. I was watching an interview with Bill Burr.
Yeah? I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, he was pretty normal in this. He wasn't like, you know, off the wall. But he talked about something where, and he talked about that, about coming up with fresh stuff all the time. He says when he started in comedy clubs, if anybody was there with a notebook, the bouncers would kick him out because people would be stealing their jokes.
Oh.
And they'd be writing down jokes. He said, now you do something. It's worldwide 20 seconds later.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you said about Nate Bargatze, you said he was good, but you've heard everything he said, you had heard pretty much, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not only that, the stuff I wanted to hear, like if you went and saw the Stones, you'd want to hear certain things.
Right.
I just didn't hear what I'm with you on that George Washington thing. I think that's a hilarious skit.
So good.
I think he talked about his family, which I think is funny, but, like Gaffigan, you know, I've seen him a couple times, and he is just really, really, really funny. And there's some stuff that I've heard before, but I don't know, man. You can tell me that joke 10 times, I'll laugh every time.
I still think Jim Gaffigan, one that I laugh at every time. I visited my wife's family in Wisconsin. I was there for 8 pounds.
Or growing up like in Milwaukee, you know, and then come summer, where are we going? It's like, we just went through a winter. Yeah. Now the best weather, where are we going? Where are you going?
Today is also freezer pop day. Did everybody here, I bet everybody in these two rooms, maybe not you, made their own ice cubes with Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We did. I remember seeing them. How do you get that?
At a friend's house.
Mine were made with low sugar Weilers.
But Weilers.
How did you get the like tongue depressors or to stick in there when they
There were no tongue depressors.
I don't remember ever having a tongue depressor.
Well, how do you?
We just pop them out, just eat them like that with your hand.
Oh. No, yeah. I don't remember.
And then you get all over your shirt, and the mosquitoes would come after, and the flies, and it was great.
Okay, because those ice cubes, like, I was wondering how you get the thing to hold up till it froze.
There is a way to do that. You can use toothpicks. You put cellophane or saran wrap over the top and stick it through that way, and that'll hold those in place.
I never heard that.
That makes sense.
I saw that on an ABC after school special.
Wow. I wish I would have known that back
makes
in the
sense,
because
then you got the sticks are more fun,
right?
You always got the cheap stuff at home.
Well, yeah. Okay.
That's a really good idea.
All right.
I like it.
Try that.
Today is also blueberry day. I've been eating a lot of blueberries.
Yeah, me too.
That's one of my things I'm going to have for the Johnny Juice, our place.
It's not our place. We're next to each other.
Whatever. Blueberries, and raspberries and frozen bananas all mixed in with the Greek yogurt and a little bit of honey.
Okay, there's a lot wrong
beyond
with that.
And you know what else I put in there, Todd? Quinona.
Quinoa.
Yes.
Okay, there's... all right. Think about the ingredients. I tell this, we're talking
it's
about
an
this
unbelievable blend that just, yeah. Your palate goes insane. It's like Charles Carroll going to the cabin.
Yeah, that's what it is. And someone's getting, yes. Yeah. I'll be talking about this in a couple hours. The spoilage on that's unbelievable. It's too fast. You don't want things that, raspberries go quickly.
I freeze them. Oh. And I even buy the frozen avocados, the little cubes of the avocados. These are the healthiest thing. It's changed my life. It's one of the reasons I'm so healthy now. It's mind-boggling. Yeah, just,
right, Todd, have you noticed too?
Okay. I did not hit my goal, but I was trying to get to 207 for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Basically.
What did you hit?
210. Close.
You still got a day.
I still got a day.
How
many?
Put on the fat. Yeah, I know, right? That helped. Having two hot dogs and a brat for breakfast here helped.
Did you go to your 40th?
No.
So these people, you know, I'll tell you what. If you ever feel like, oof, go stand next to the lunch lady. You'll feel good. You know what I mean?
I think she died 26 years ago. Don't stop.
The lady you showed me the picture of.
That's her mom.
No, it is not. That was her. She was on the committee.
That was her mom. Today is chocolate with almonds date. Nothing better. Nothing better than almonds with chocolate.
Cashews.
Jaden. Yeah, I might give you that one.
Yeah, cashews are better.
Yeah, I might give you that one. Ceruji white chocolate cashew turtles.
No argument.
Yeah, I got to give you that one. Jaden Smith. Will Smith's son?
Yep.
Okay. Kevin Bacon. We're talking about Footloose.
Yep,
is that why you played Footloose today?
Yeah.
Angelica Houston, 74. Okay, you know what? In movies, sometimes where you have to just think to yourself, really, some writer, producer didn't say that's like such a cheesy, dumb line. Kevin Bacon and what's his name? Tom Cruise in Officer and Gentleman.
Okay.
Okay. When they were getting into it about, you know, yada, yada, he goes, hey, you want to know something? You're a lousy softball player. Remember that? And it's like, that was such a cheesy line for them. It's like, really?
Well, you remembered it. So,
yeah, I know. Yeah. But you remember it because it was so cheesy.
Yeah.
So that was not Officer and a Gentleman.
Yeah.
No.
Was no, it? No.
Danger Zone?
You want the truth.
Oh.
I deserve it.
A Few Good Men?
Few Good Men.
Yes.
Thank you.
They were both in a few.
Thank you.
That was a good movie.
Yeah. Dodgers at Brewers again tonight, which is a great series. Brewers really gave it to them last night, 6 o'clock on WISS. Text here from Bob. That's the Caps sign.
Man.
Caps or Cops? Cops.
I think it's Cops.
Cops.
Restaurant, candy, soda, bakery.
Right?
Where is
I think
that?
It was right down here.
I know. It's on your. Well, no, I see that. But
no, but I mean, I think it might have actually, that might have actually been right where we're sitting. And I'm not even joking about that. That might have been like right here on this block where we are, okay. Where the old Caps Cops restaurant was.
It says
the
University of Wisconsin, Green Bay.
But I'm pretty sure it was on Washington Street, like right here. Because I remember going in there and having a big hot fudge sundae when I was a real little kid. And then you said the booths are, is it Nick Lane Restaurant?
So it was originally located at 125 Main Street.
Okay.
And 211 Pine. Later moved to 212 South Washington. So down that way.
Just right down here.
Yeah.
Probably where Hagemeister is.
I no, 12, south, because south would south be south.
Oh, go further
Washington.
Down. Yeah. But it was on Washington. That's where I went when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sign is, they said UWGB Archives. I didn't even know they had a place like that, but we may have
I didn't
to
either.
Go.
I'd like to see that.
Well, we have to maybe go get that. Because if it's sitting in some warehouse, what good is it?
Exactly.
We're
okay, you know what I still
it.
Want to do? Though? We got to talk sometime about your sister or sister-in-law.
Okay,
who you were talking about before we went on the air this morning.
Oh, who was over last night.
Picks up stuff at like garage sales and sells it for 10 times as much.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
It's more than 10.
That has been my dream. Does anybody out there do eBay? I want to sell stuff on eBay.
Serious side hustle. And
I want it. I got great stuff. Great stuff. Back up.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Don't count sheep when you're on vacation. Pack your bags and get away to the Independence Stay Hotel, long-term suites in Marinette, Wisconsin. Offering short and long-term stays, the Independence Stay Hotel has the best lodging accommodations with delicious breakfasts daily, saltwater swimming pool and spa, workout facility, and much more. Furnished with amazing beds, flat-screen TVs, and climate control for a perfect night's rest. Book your room at IndependenceStay.com and stop counting sheep.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
Have you ever wanted to be a big? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And if you've ever been interested in being a big brother or big sister, enrollment day is here, Tuesday, July 8th from 5 to 7 p.m. In just 2 hours and a few slices of pizza, you'll be walked through an orientation, interview, and background check process where at the end, you could be a big and part of the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northeast Wisconsin. Register now by going to WGBW.FM and clicking events.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Message sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I always try to get into Todd's head, figure out what music he's playing, why.
Really none this time?
Okay.
It's just a good song.
All right. Great song. Okay. Yeah. Very cool. Coming up, we got Katie Burke, Rolio. Three Rivers Rolio.
Like rodeo.
Rolio. Log rolling event coming up in Howard, coming up on July 12th. We got Joe Vertigan.
I was trying, by the way, to get you guys to actually go.
And
compete. I think there might be some insurance issues.
Liability. Yes.
She's smart. I never met her, but I would have to, practice. You know what I mean? Because that's got to be tough the first time you go at it, right?
Have you done that? Yeah, I was unbelievable.
Oh, okay.
I was unbelievable. I remember doing a story down in Flint on that, and people were like, you should do this.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
You were actually on camera,
sure.
Right? The whole gear.
Yeah, I'll dig out the story. I've still got it somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I will. I'll find it.
My guess is the key to that is kind of scrunched down
a little bit, right?
If you stand up straight, that'd be hard.
I got a good low center of gravity.
Yeah.
And that helps a lot.
I would think.
Yeah.
And your feet are wider apart, right?
They told me, man, if you wanted to pursue this, you could make a lot of money.
And? Why are you sitting there?
I had a lot of other things going on.
I got it.
Later on, we got Joe Vertigan, who's our great guy, our racing expert, and Scott Hansen. Scott Hansen is legendary in stock car racing circles throughout the entire Midwest. 5-time WIR champion, which is big time. Then he raced on the truck circuit, the National Truck Circuit, right here from Green Bay. He is just legendary when it comes to racing in this area. Then we got John Kramer coming up, headlines for the Press Times. The Hmong community events coming up with Minu Vang.
There you go.
Yeah, sure. Minu Vang.
Yep.
All right. And then
Adriana Vander Leest and Chef Lauren Rue. They're with the Oshkosh Marriott Waterfront Hotel and Conference Center. Their new restaurant right on the water, right across the bridge from where our station
That's
is.
That's what I was going to say. Okay.
Yeah, it's right there. It's called Anchor in Port. Grand opening coming up on the 29th.
Nice.
Fun.
And you guys have some menus in there with you, so you can take a look at some of the stuff.
Nice. Thank you.
I like that.
I like that a lot. Okay, I want to talk more about your cousin things. Does anybody... Here's what I would be willing to do.
Well, this menu looks great.
I would be willing to share my profits with somebody if they would do the selling and the shipping.
Well,
for like
what else
eBay
is there?
Type stuff, huh?
So you're gonna be buy it?
No, I got the stuff, and then what I would do is I would. In fact, you know what I do? I see my books all the time on eBay. My books.
Mm-hmm.
I would do just my books to start out with. Sell them on eBay, but I don't want to do all the stuff.
Why?
Because I don't know how to do it. I don't know what whatever. I don't know. I don't know how to put. I don't know how to go on the internet and put an ad. I don't know how to do that stuff. I would send them. I would put them in the package.
Come up with the name,
and I would send them.
Okay, I know her little name, and I don't give it all because I'm not permission.
Right, but I would give them a part.
Why? Just do it yourself.
I split the profits with them.
Why?
Because I don't want to get involved with the whole internet part of the whole thing.
Get a scale. Okay. So
here we go.
You probably have one. And you weigh it, and the chart's right in front of you. And the person's going to say, I saw this on eBay, and you're going to have to come up with a Mino something. And people are going to say, I'd like to buy that. Well, give me an example of something. Like, is it a Facebook?
Frontlines, my book. Frontlines.
Okay. So you got this book, and you're willing to sell it for
$20.
$18. Okay. $20. And people say, I'd love to get that. And would you personalize it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Come back. All right. I'll take it and say, all right, 1 minute. Wait. Well, you're going to know what the book weighs. Where do you live? I live in Tucson. Okay. It's $2.40. So the total is 24 or whatever it is, 22.40. And they do that PayPal. You'll be set up for that.
I don't know what that is.
I know, but then I'm just.
I know. It's way too complicated for me,
Why would you
me,
give
Jim?
Money away if you can, in 3 hours, you can learn how to do it? Why would you give that away?
Todd, you want to do it for me?
I was just thinking maybe we could have like an assistant help you with that.
That would be fantastic.
Actually, what you really want to do is get an intern to help you with that, so you don't have to pay him, a student, and they can say, look,
I'll give him class credit.
Well, you really don't have that authority. You have to
sign a thing.
Yeah, you have to fill out a whole bunch of forms to get class credit. No, it's good for students to do that. And they go to they go to their marketing class, and what was your project I did? Well, I worked with this John Mino guy who was way out there.
Yeah.
And I brought it to where he is actually turning a profit thanks to my effort of designing his website. But eventually you got to learn how to do that. And I'm kind of preaching to, I don't know how to do that either.
I was just going
to
say.
Dad here telling me how to drive a motorcycle.
But I don't know why you want to give 20% away.
I would do that for the effort for somebody. I would do the shipping. I would take it to the post office. All you got to do is take one book and they say how much it is. Then you'll know how much it would be. I would do that. I would package it, buy those nice envelopes with the whatchamacallit.
There might be cheaper ways to ship it than the post office.
All right, whatever. Anybody out there wants to go partners with me? Yes or no?
But you got to keep it busy. That's, one book a week. People aren't going to want to do that. Can you do like 3 items a day?
Well, I don't know. How does that? Do they still bid on you on eBay?
You can do that,
or is it
don't
just
do
like
that. Just
the flat
put,
price?
Just put. Look. I'm not. You need to talk to her. She has made serious side hustle money on this thing. She's really good at it, and she loves it. She has more fun with this.
I've always wanted to do it.
And
always wanted to do it.
She has her niche too, like you have your niche in memorabilia.
Yeah,
and probably. Well, memorabilia both.
I'm sorry, don't mean to laugh. Todd
yes, I do.
At the same time, from Nancy. As I'm listening to this, I'm thinking to myself, is the man who claims he always has an assistant preaching to John right now about how to do things for himself? Yeah. Nancy.
Okay,
thank
Nancy.
You, Nancy.
All right, Nancy, you may be onto something there.
So who's going to help me out? Looking for a partner. This could be very lucrative for
Brian Mills just said, John, I've done the eBay thing. I'll help you out.
Thank you, Brian.
There's a good guy that can help
There's
you.
Brian. And Brian, we're in business.
And I'll tell you what, I'll participate. I will get you.
No, you're not going to jump in this.
No, I don't want anybody.
He's
getting
in there for money.
No, I'm not. I will. No, this is what I'm getting in there for. I will find a student to help you.
I got Brian. I don't need your student. Brian's doing it. Brian, are
we
you
don't
in?
Need your you thinking
We don't
students.
Need your thinking students. Brian's in. Brian's
all right,
in.
He's the right guy.
Brian, I'm going to make you so much money, you're going to pay cash for that Lake Superior beachfront property run, in Marquette.
Run, yeah, Brian, run. Run.
Yeah, stay with
exactly
me, Brian.
Right. All right.
Back after this.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The number of people who died when flash flooding struck central Texas now exceeds 100 and is expected to keep on rising. ABC's Jim Ryan is along the Guadalupe River in Kerrville, Texas.
The tragedy hits home for some well-known figures.
My daughters have gone to summer camp here for 10 years.
Including Senator Ted Cruz.
Just last week, Heidi was in town picking our youngest daughter, Catherine, up from camp.
So caught up now in pretending.
Country singer Pat Green has posted that his brother, his sister-in-law, and their two children are missing after the flooding here in the Hill Country. Jim Rungan, ABC News, Kerrville, Texas.
After saying a week ago the U.S. would hold back delivering any more weapons to Ukraine, President Trump now says the U.S. will have to send those weapons, in the president's words, because they're being hit hard right now. Hopes for a ceasefire in the Israeli shelling of Gaza. Israel and Hamas saying they both want a deal for a 60-day pause in fighting that would allow for at least 10 hostages to be released. This is ABC News.